Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com, the only travel company to offer a true €1 holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
We're joined once again by our travel expert and award-winning travel journalist, Ed Finn. And this week we're going to do something a little bit different because normally it's all about you and your travels. But I've just come back. I spent a few days in Croatia. And I thought that because I was just there as a tourist, that I thought it might be nice for us to chat about that today because I'd never been to Croatia before. And I thought that maybe if anybody was thinking of perhaps of Croatia who hadn't been there before, it might be nice to get sort of an on-the-ground perspective for myself, a normal everyday tourist.
No,
as opposed to a travel expert like yourself.
No, I mean, listen, I did a lovely trip last year to Dubrovnik and I went to Montenegro, but I'm really interested to hear about the part of Croatia that you went to because it's a place I haven't been to at all. So I saw your pictures and it looked absolutely picture postcard perfect.
Well, the first thing I want to say is it is absolutely beautiful. I went to a little island about 2 hours north of Dubrovnik called Korčula. Small little island. So basically you fly into Dubrovnik and then depending on whether you do a package tour or you fly in yourself or whatever way you do it, you can either get a transfer there. In fact, you can get the ferry up to Korčula. I didn't do that. I actually got a transfer on a bus, but you can actually get the ferry, which I'm sure would be a beautiful trip. Korčula, beautiful island. It's about 29, 30 kilometres long and about 7 or 8 kilometres wide, and it has just over 15,000 inhabitants on it. And it's interesting, you mentioned there Dubrovnik, that the capital of Korčula, which is Korčula itself, is like a mini Dubrovnik, an historic fortified town located on the east of the island, just right on the Adriatic there. Absolutely stunning.
I suppose when I saw your pictures, it reminded me a little bit of those beautiful Greek islands, you know, to a certain extent.
Well, you're right. And actually, because I did a little bit of research on the history, it was once upon a time colonised by the Greeks. So I guess there is that influence there. It was actually said to me during the week that Korčula is Shirley Valentine meets Mamma Mia, and that absolutely nails it, really. Now, for me, I went there on my own, so I was very interested to see.
It was a Shirley Valentine trip.
Well, not really, actually. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But for, you know, it's an interesting thing to go off as a woman on your own, just to see what kind of reaction you get. And what I really loved about it was that if I'd wanted company, the Croatian people are so unbelievably friendly. Mm. I could have had company anytime I wanted, or if I just wanted to hang out on my own and read my books, it was very easy to do that too. The other thing is that Korčula, although it's a small island, there's many excursions you can do, and it's full of, I think somebody told me there's around over 1,000 islands on the Adriatic.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
So you can do all these tours around the other islands. Weather absolutely gorgeous. Now, in fairness, I mean, it was actually quite hot, even for this time of year. A couple of days it got up to around 30 degrees, I would suspect. Come August time, you're talking seriously hot weather. I would probably recommend that you go either in May or perhaps early June or September, October would be a great time to go. Now, I stayed in Lombarda, which is a little village, seaside village, which is about 7 kilometres from the capital of Korčula, Lombarda. And I stayed in the Lombarda Resorts, one-bedroom apartment. Had everything you could possibly think of, down to the washing machine, pool, steps away from the beach. And I do have to give a big shout-out as well to Renata and Marina there at the Lombarda Resorts, who take care of the place and will take care of you. Phenomenal, ladies.
Wow.
It was absolutely
stunning. See, I love that,
Carol,
because I also love to go to markets and buy food. And if you feel like cooking something yourself as well, I always think that's a lovely option, and you have the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
Then, if you can
do that
as well.
I used to do then is in the morning, I'd come down like to the little square, which was like less than a 5 minute walk, and just sit out, have a cup of coffee, watch the boats coming in, watch the people going by. And coffee, by the way, is so cheap, as is beer and wine. It is very much a vineyard oriented country, so lots of vineyards on the island of Korčula to visit and have free samples. One thing I would say that if you're going out, I didn't bring any tea bags with me.
Oh.
I went into the local supermarket. If you were a herbal tea person,
yeah,
you were in seventh heaven. They'd every type of tea you could think of, except black tea. So just be aware of that.
Now you went on a package. You went with one of the tour operators, and they put a package together.
I did,
for you.
Yeah, I did, and I went with Croatia Tours, and they obviously know everything there is to know about Croatia, and they put it together.
Brilliant.
You can fly yourself directly and do it, but it's always so much nicer when somebody else organises it for you, because then you don't have to worry about anything.
Of course, and that was they had their own direct charter flight as well,
that's
so you
right.
went over on that, which is great. I think that's on Wednesday. Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then you've got the scheduled flights, which they can book you on as well, I presume. They can do an empty or whatever you want. If you wanted a 10-night or a 2-centre, like a lot of people would do a few nights in Dubrovnik, they would do where you went. The other place I went last year was Savtat, which again, you did the ferry from Dubrovnik. Very short, stunning.
Well, it was funny you should say that, because it was two people on the flight who were going to Savtat and they were on the same flight coming back and they had an absolute blast of a time in Savtat. Said it was stunning. They stayed, I think, the Hotel Croatia.
Yeah, that's
they
where we
loved
stayed as well. It
absolutely
was lovely.
Loved
old
it.
World chic.
Yeah.
And the food again was fabulous. And you could go in and out to Dubrovnik as well. It is like a medieval walled city, as if, you know, you were saying you go back in time. And where you were now, you were saying the little mini Dubrovnik's there. That's the one thing that just knocks you out when you go there.
The lovely thing about the capital, because this little mini Dubrovnik in Korčula, because the island is so small, it was literally a local bus ride, which took about, I don't know, 20 minutes. Might take a little bit longer. Sometimes one thing I notice is the bus drivers, they'll stop and they'll chat to the locals along the way. And it's just, it's mad. It's great, though. It's absolutely great. It's wonderful when you experience such a different culture and yet you feel so much at home. Then you get to the capital, you can have a look around, have a coffee, have lunch, have an ice cream and then get on the bus. And then you're back on your own little beach again. And also, can I just point out that you can hire bicycles, you can hire a car on there as well. There is obviously the public transport if you want to get around the island. Fabulous archaeological sites as well. Of course, amazing, amazing history. Oh, one thing I must mention, Croatia is known for its pebbly beaches. Mm. On the island of Korčula, they have two sandy beaches. Oh. And that was absolutely delightful.
Wonderful. I get the feeling that you'll be back.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think, yeah, for anybody who's done, you know, the Spains, the Italy's, the France, of course, you know, it's an amazing country, Croatia,
it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I mean, it does tick all the boxes for that that kind of quintessential sun holiday and relaxing and the cultural experience as well. And if you're a Game of Thrones fan, by the way.
There you go. I thought about you.
Yeah, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you will see there all the different places they filmed as well.
Of course, you did the whole TV show, Game of Thrones, the filming, the locations in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, if anyone's at home tomorrow, it's Sunday, my programme, The North Awaits, it's premiering on TV3 at 1 o'clock tomorrow. If you haven't been up and you haven't seen the filming locations, it's absolutely fabulous. And we're in helicopters and out on the ocean and all over the place with the dire wolves. It's on tomorrow on TV3 at 1 o'clock.
Fantastic.
The North Awaits.
That is well worth. And if you are interested in going to Croatia, by the way, Croatian Tours, they have all the information. There are other tour companies as well. Aer Lingus will fly direct. Also Croatian Airlines now, they've just put on two new flights.
Yeah,
they have
the direct flight to Zagreb, which is going really well. The website for the Croatia tour specialists would be croatia.ie. They've so much there that you can do. It's really amazing. But I can't wait to go back, Carol. You've whetted my appetite yet again.
And go to Lombarda. Lombarda is absolutely beautiful. Yeah. You can check it out online and lombardaresorts.com.
It's lovely to hear something different, Carol. Yeah. It looks to me, I mean, it's lovely what you did. And I think that's a little jewel, you know, something off the beaten track as well, which sounds great.
Absolutely. Perfect. LombardaResorts.com have a webcam on there, a live webcam, so you can see for yourself right now how beautiful it really is.
And you're looking rested and
thanks
fabulous.
Thanks so much. Thanks. It won't last, but it'll be a good excuse
it
to go.
It will
back.
Last. It'll take ages. We'll have you back again in no
all
time anyway.
We'll put all that information on the Travel Talk website too, traveltalk.ie. Ed, as always, pleasure to talk to you. Sorry, I kind of took over your slot
great
this
card.
Week.
It was lovely to have a little rest this week.
We'll be back to you next week.
Now we swap seats. Can we swap seats
absolutely.
Now again?
Absolutely.
Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com, the only travel company to offer a true €1 holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.